displacement in Mali of population continues as a result of the fighting in the north, and in particular in the region of Kidal, Gao and Tombouctou. Since the coup on the 21st of March, WFP's World Food Programme activities have been disrupted in this region of Kidal, Gao and Timbuktu, and we are monitoring the security situation in Mali very carefully, especially in the north of the country.
When you say your operations have been disrupted, what exactly has happened?
We have 5 sub-offices in Gao, we have offices in Timbuktu and in Kidal. Those 3 offices have been ransacked and looted. In addition, the warehouses where the food supplies were stocked have been looted or have been taken into control by the rebels and armed groups. So those 3 offices are not operational anymore. On the other end, we have 2 other offices in the more central region, in Mopti. The Mopti sub-office is operating, but at a reduced level. And in the office of Kays in the southwest, the situation is calm, and WFP is operating normally, which is a good news. We are willing to move into the northern region and resume our operation as soon as access is secure. And we are at the moment discussing with our NGO partners to see how we can work even at a reduced level and continue to work and scale up our humanitarian assistance to go back to the northern region.
How many people were you assisting in the northern region, and what's going to happen?
So far, we were assisting approximately 100,000 people, and it's too early to have an idea of how many people will suffer from disruption of operation. It's too early. We need to get free access to assess the situation. The WFP staff have been staying at home, and some other have left to Bamako. So it's quite early to see what are the consequences, and we really hope to resume our operation as soon as possible.
About 200,000 people have left Mali, especially in the north, and gone into neighboring countries, mainly Burkina Faso and Mauritania, Niger. Are you able to reach them now that your operations are interrupted in the north?
This is a different situation. Look, they are in different locations. But it's true that most humanitarian needs are mostly those now related to displacement, especially in terms of shelter, food, essential items, also such as soaps or buckets, and also access to health care and nutrition support are our priority needs, given, of course, the limited access to basic services they have right now. So we are scaling up our operation, doing our best to reach those people. And also we see that prices have increased, especially in areas affected to the country. And also with the increased prices of petrol, this might be a problem for those people, because all the commercial exchanges and flows from neighboring countries such as Algeria and Mauritania have been reduced. So we need to scale up operation. We are going to increase the humanitarian flights from Niger to Mali in order to address the needs of those people. And in the north, as soon as we can resume our operation, we will do it.